This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So important to stab this way.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Welcome back to the show. On this show, we have had many conversations about the bed. How many times a week do you wash your sheets? Do you sleep with a pillow? Is it gross to eat food in your bed? Yes, 100% it is.
There's a lot of drama that happens on that Tempur-Pedic, I'll tell you that much.
Well, the topic of discussion this morning is whether or not some people actually use the top sheet when making the bed. I couldn't imagine not using the top sheet. I couldn't imagine.
So
it's part of the set.
No,
right?
What does a top sheet do? Please enlighten me, because
guys,
not important to me.
Well, it is. If you use a top sheet, you are reducing your laundry. That means you have to wash the comforter or the duvet cover less. Am I wrong? Because whatever sheet or comforter touches your skin is what you typically have to wash more of. And you're reducing the laundry load by using the top sheet. And I might I add, it is comfortable, especially if it's made out of bamboo.
What?
I rest my case.
Bamboo? It sounds like a lot of slivers. A lot of slivers.
You've never slept in bamboo sheets? Breezy,
no?
They're so comfortable.
I feel like you're pulling my leg.
What are you talking about? I spent a pretty penny on my bed sheets, and they're bamboo. They're so soft.
Wow. Okay. Love that.
I love that you think you get slivers from bamboo.
I think wood. So I've been living with my girlfriend now for 3 months, and it's been a whirlwind for sure. You know, a lot of adjusting, a lot of having fun. But yeah. we got into a little tiff.
As one would when living together.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, some of the tiffs are small and stupid, and some of the tips are, dare I say, airworthy. So let's bring it to the air.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
And we were making the bed the other day. Well, no. Let me back up.
You guys do the bed together?
The dog puked on the bed. Love
right.
It. Okay. I was like, I love this for us.
By the way, this brings me to my next question. Not to cut you off. You let the dog sleep in the bed with you guys?
Not on my side.
But she's on the bed?
Yeah. Other side. That's why we have a king. They have their side. I have my side. And when the dog comes to my side, I absolutely lose my mind. But that's a story for another day. So the dog pukes on the bed, and it's in the middle of the morning. Like, I'm getting ready to go to work. I don't have time to deal with that. She's, like, sleeping. I'm like, okay. I was like, don't worry about it. I'll just change everything when I get home. Whatever. So I strip the duvet cover, I strip the sheets, I do everything. I put a new duvet cover on because we have a rotation. I put a new duvet cover on, I put new sheets on, and she's not there. So what we do is the fitted sheet, the mattress pad, obviously, the fitted sheet, which goes on the mattress, and that's what you lay on. And then we have like a fleece blanket that goes in between the duvet cover and the fitted sheet.
Okay.
Okay. So what she does is she'll do fleece blanket, top sheet, duvet. I'm like, this is a lot of admin. This is a ton of admin.
It's not.
When I did it, I did fitted sheet, fleece, duvet. I have always, always lived under the notion that a top sheet is not needed. It's not necessary. And quite frankly, I think it's a waste of cloth. And I think this is why we have such a waste issue in the U.S. You do not need.
Oh, really? The waste issue in the U.S. is caused by top sheets?
Solely alone.
Right. Okay.
You do not need a top sheet. And I would beg to say that this is honestly a generational thing, because I've gotten in fights with my own mother over this. She says, Brianna, why are you not using a top sheet? You need to use a top sheet. And I'm
She's
just
right.
Like,
She's right.
No, I'm so good on that.
585-252-9800. Guys, this is the top sheet argument. You know me. There's not a day that goes by where I don't wake up in the morning and not make my bed. It's so important. You got to.
She's the same way. Thank God I have her. You know what I mean?
Right. Parts of me feel like you stole her from me. Now, when I wash my bedding and wash my sheets, you put the fitted padding, whatever the hell that is, on the mattress.
The mattress pad, yeah.
The mattress pad, then the fitted sheet, then the top sheet, then the, I do a little in between, there's like this comforter, and then after that, there's the comforter to the bed.
Oh, so you don't have a duvet. That sucks.
No, I got rid of it.
That sucks. I love a duvet.
Hello, PXY.
Hello.
Hi, Breezy's girlfriend.
Hi.
Okay,
how are we doing?
Wouldn't you agree that if you use a top sheet, you're reducing your laundry load?
I would agree, and I would also like to say, Breezy, I love you, but you're disgusting.
Tell us why.
Oh, my God.
Okay, let's go back to the dog puking on the bed story. She left out a part. She goes, I'll clean this up when I get home. 5 days later, did she do the laundry?
Oh, 5 days?
Oh, yeah.
Not us keeping score. Yeah.
Keeping score.
There's a reason why I love when you call in, is because there's so much of the story that we haven't heard.
Nope. There's two sides to every story.
And one side's made up, and it's not mine.
No. Oh, yeah. You're delusional. It goes top sheet, or it goes fitted sheet, top sheet, then it goes blanket, then it goes comforter or duvet cover, whatever
right.
you want to use.
That's right.
No, it's not.
She's 100% correct.
The fleece blanket touches our skin.
But it does, because that's how you made the bed. It's not supposed to be. It shouldn't be touching.
Why would we have a fleece blanket that is completely covered by a sandpaper sheet? That makes literally no sense.
Who's the big spoon?
Because it's too hot.
Too hot?
I put a whole sweat.
Who's the big spoon and who's the little spoon?
And then you got to go blanket.
Because think about it. If you guys reduce the number of comforters you have on your bed, because it is a lot, what do you guys keep each other warm at night? Who's the big spoon?
We don't.
It's the dog. It's the dog?
We don't do that. We don't do that.
The big spoon would be me, because Breezy is the princess. So
my girlfriend sleeps at a 90-degree angle, so... She's like, I have acid reflux. I'm allergic to onions. I'm like, it seems like a myth. Anyways.
Let's go over to Julie really quick. Okay, Julie's texting in and says, my boyfriend thinks sleeping without a top sheet is gross, especially since I only wash my duvet once a month. I wash my sheets once every 2 weeks, but the duvet is a hassle, and I don't want to wash it every 2 weeks. Why it's so important to have the top sheet. Instead, Breezy's using the top sheet as a tarp when she paints the apartment.
You guys don't understand the top sheet lore, okay? This person is echoing exactly what I'm saying. If you have dogs that sleep in your bed with you, the top sheet isn't saving you from laundry. I hate top sheets. They absolutely trap my feet. Fleece blankets in between is so much better. The wad at the end of the bed, it's just like so unnecessary. Nobody sleeps just like light as a feather, stiff as a board. And if you do, you're high. You're delusional. That's not true.
Listen, in general, if you sleep with your dog, you could care less about cleanliness. There, I said it. Girl laughing that sleeps with her dog.
No, literally. She's like, I'm so clean. I'm so put together. I'm like, we have dog hair everywhere.
My side is clean and put together. Look at your side. It looks like a tornado went through it.
We're going to have to let you go, Patrice. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I got to go to work.
I love that we call her Patrice.
Yeah, that's her name. So, anyways, I just wish more people understood. And I honestly feel like it's a generational thing. Because if you were to ask anyone who was born in the 60s, 70s, possibly even 80s, they would say Top Sheet all the way.
Oh,
but
God.
Me and all my Gen Z friends, anti-Top Sheet.
Yeah,
thank you. Good on that.
My grandmother, God rest her soul, there's no way she'd ever go to bed without a Top Sheet. There's no way. I don't think any grandparents would.
So, okay, not to keep going further, but one more question before we wrap up. How do you make your bed with said Top Sheet? Because my mom always taught me,
yeah,
before I was completely anti-Top Sheet, to put it in upside down or inside out. So when you fold it over.
She's right.
The
yes.
Nice part is showing.
She's correct.
Okay.
That's right.
Well, I'm not doing it anyway, so it doesn't really matter, but...